Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
20 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank ATM for $5,000. 14 pins have not been used up out of the possible 24 combinations.
Right.
And one of those will have that $5,000 for you. Hopefully you've been keeping track. That's why we tell you, get a team together. Listen to the show. Make sure everybody gets all the wrong guesses so that you can mark those off and not waste your guess when you get through.
$5,000 would really make a great weekend.
Ooh, going into the weekend, man. Perfect.
Yeah, buddy.
We also are going to hear from Louis Capaldi this morning in about 40 minutes. Part-time Justin and Nana got to go backstage and sit down with Louis and had a great interview with him from what I hear. Can't wait to hear. I heard he's a hilarious dude, Anna.
He's awesome.
Super funny guy.
I want to go hang out with him again. He was so cool.
His Instagram's pretty funny, so I figured.
Yeah, hilarious on Instagram.
I like him a lot on there.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Yay!
40 minutes away, Jenna. You'll hear all about it.
Yay.
And our boy Big Al Mack went on a date yesterday. It was a surprise date.
Spontaneous.
You met her on Bumble?
And yeah, I've been kind of texting back and forth. Met her on Bumble. And so
she had a half day, and you're like, hey, why don't we go catch a movie?
I've been wanting to go see this J-Lo movie, Hustler. So I said, yeah, sure. Why don't you come? So we said, yeah, boom. In 1 hour, we're going to meet at the movie theater. So I grabbed a quick bite, had some food to go in my car. I bring that up for a reason.
Okay.
And so what I didn't eat was still left in my car. And so she, 10 minutes late, okay, I made a little fun.
You're cool with that.
Joked about that, but, you know.
She was trying to get ready. It was first
date. Yeah. I had bet this big thing of popcorn because I love popcorn. And who doesn't love popcorn? So we go in, we sit down, and I'm like, hey, have some popcorn. I don't eat popcorn.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
What?
Mm. Red flag number one for Big Al, apparently.
Mm. Red flag.
Okay.
Big time.
Okay.
I mean,
big time. My bad.
I mean,
it's more than the popcorn.
Okay.
It represents so much more.
Right.
Maybe she don't want to feel bloated.
And so I said, well, okay, you don't want any popcorn. And I remembered, I have some bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers in my car.
Ooh.
And they've only been there for a couple of seconds. I mean, just really. I said, well, hey, I just happen to have some delicious bacon-wrapped jalapenos, stuffed jalapenos, in my car. And I mean, they've been there for like 5 minutes. They're delicious. Would you like one of those? I'll go get it. I'll run to the car. I don't eat bacon.
Oh, wow.
No!
All right.
No!
I had the girls back with popcorn. But
okay.
Is she a vegetarian or something? Because if she's vegetarian or vegan.
No.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
I just can't.
My two favorite things ever are bacon and popcorn.
I flashed forward to you guys being married and you waking up and
oh
not
my
getting
God.
To smell bacon.
Al doesn't want a girlfriend.
I'm just telling
he's
you.
He's finding reasons wrong.
No.
I got his back.
I'm on that one right there.
I mean, it is crazy, but like you can't not like someone because they don't like a certain food.
Thank you.
If I'm going to wake up on a Saturday, I want to smell bacon.
Smell bacon.
He could still eat it. She's not telling him he can't eat it.
Yeah, but sometimes we get surprised by
maybe she'd cook it for you.
Okay, maybe opposites do attract.
Ooh,
but there's a few integral things I need to have in common with my love interest.
Popcorn and bacon.
Popcorn and bacon.
Is she not hot enough for you?
She's very hot.
Because super hot overrides that.
I need you to love things that I really, really love, like bacon.
Lele Pons could come after me and try to marry me, and if she didn't like bacon, nope.
If J-Lo walked in that door right now and told me, Big Al, I'd love to marry you, but I got to tell you one thing. I don't like bacon and I don't like popcorn. I'm like,
out of here with
well, bye.
Out of here.
Bye, J-Lo.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I got a little worked up.
So you're officially breaking up with this girl forever.
I didn't say. I'm just saying, these were some serious
issues. Do it for you, Al. Ma'am, Al's not interested.
Don't do that.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm worked up a little bit right now. Just thinking about it.
You know what I'm going to do?
Hot and sweaty.
You should bring bacon popcorn to your next date if you go out with
her. Is there a thing?
Bacon
flavored salt. Yeah.
You could put the little bacon bits in there.
Bacon.
Have you not done that, Kelly?
No.
I haven't done that either.
Where you been? Yeah, put bacon bits in your popcorn. It's delicious.
Wow. So that brings us to deal breakers.
Yeah.
Red flag.
We want your silly deal breakers. What's going to make you end a relationship, but when you look back on it, you're like, I know it's dumb, but that's my thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I know we got some from the text. Anna's been looking at those because my text is broke.
Yeah. These are hilarious.
What's going on?
I guess someone's on board with the food thing like Al. Someone said, well, he was allergic to cheese, and I can't risk a life without cheese.
Right?
Yeah,
man. Right?
Speaking of cheese, I just read this study today that says that if you eat a lot of salt, right, because it could be bad for you and causes blood pressure and all that. And so they say if you want to help out with the amounts of salt you're eating, you can counterbalance it by eating a lot of cheese.
I have a great balance then.
So there you go.
And they do make
light
salt, too.
We'll be right back after this.
What's up? It's part-time Justin, and we all love to refresh our snack drawers, but when's the last time you refreshed your sock drawer? If you can't remember, it's probably time for you to upgrade. Bombas socks are made with comfort innovations like arch support, a seamless toe, and a cushioned footbed. That's socks speak for super comfortable. They come in hundreds of colors and styles, making them perfect for men, women, and kids. My Bombas socks are my favorite ones to wear because they're the first ones I snatch from the drawer. They look so cute with my shoes, and I got the quarter-size ones, and the color just really pops. I wear Bombas every day, and they peek out just enough for you to see their cool color. Bombas has a new line of merino wool socks that are made from soft, warm, and naturally moisture-wicking merino wool, designed with all of Bombas' classic comfort features. For every pair of socks you buy, Bombas will donate a pair to someone in need. These are what socks dream about. Buy your socks at bombas.com/kpod today and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/kpod for 20% off. bombas.com/kpod.
Brittany, how are you doing?
I am great. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. Good. So this is not a red flag you had against a guy. This is a red flag that a guy had against you.
No. This was my red flag.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So we were in the car on our way to a date, and I looked up at this guy and I go, ooh, those clouds look ominous. And he goes, oh, we don't use big words like that in here.
Big words.
And as a teacher, that is a huge red flag
yes.
for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
My third graders use words like that.
I love that word.
And it's not even like that big of a word.
Even the sound of that word lets you know what it means.
Yeah.
Ominous.
Exactly. So, I was like, it's not even that big of a word.
I feel you.
So that didn't work out for you, huh, Brittany?
No.
Yeah.
I already hear that.
Have a great day, Brady. Thank you for calling us. What's up, Brian?
Hey, man. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. I think I'm going to agree with you on this.
What's your red flag?
What is it?
Oh, man. So I met this girl in college, and I was like, let's go out to eat. So we went out to eat, and then she was, like, chewing with her mouth open and talking to me, and a piece of food bit out and landed on my plate.
Oh! Yeah,
that's going to be a no for me, dog.
100% out on that.
Yes, and it was Chick-fil-A, too. So how do you even waste Chick-fil-A like that is what I was thinking.
Right?
Yeah, no way.
Wow. Oh, Brian, man, I am so sorry.
No, you can't even chew in with mouth open. No.
Mm-mm. I mean, I ended up marrying my wife, and she had a huge red flag, at least to me. I've told you guys countless times about her gulping. I'm going to say that again because she did it again last night.
No.
And I couldn't go to sleep because I was so mad.
I love that. I love her gulp.
She's drinking water, gulp.
Yeah. She did it like at 11 o'clock when I had already entered RAM, I think. Mm.
I'm in my RAM.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? What's up, Melissa?
Hello.
Hey.
All right.
What up, y'all?
What up, Melissa? We're talking here red flags. What is yours?
Okay, so I have two.
Okay.
Okay, so one of them is I can't stand it when a guy has soft hands, okay? So I was dating this guy.
Yeah.
And he had soft hands, and I was like, well, he had been out of work for a little while, and he is working now, so I'll let that pass. But here's my deal breaker.
Uh-huh.
He liked Star Wars, and I just couldn't stand it. I was like, dude, got to go.
Don't want no soft-handed Star Wars-loving man.
Man, I'm going to say, we wouldn't work out, Melissa. My hands are soft. I would say, Al, your hands are pretty.
I'm putting lotion on mine right now.
But yeah, I over-lotion my hands.
But no, because they're rough. My hands are kind of rough. I'd give mine.
Then you're perfect man for Melissa.
Yes.
You single right now, Melissa?
No, I'm not. I'm actually married. Just married.
Okay. Does he have really rough hands?
He actually does. Yeah, he has some calloused hands. I love calloused hands.
Mm. If you weren't married, I'd introduce you to our own Lacey. that works here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, you got a dog on Lacey.
Well, she got some rough hands.
What's wrong with Lacey's hands?
Nothing wrong with them. But she said to me the other day, she said, you're the only person in this whole office that hasn't made fun of my hands. And I'm not making fun of them now. I'm just stating a fact.
Like when she rubs her hands together, it's like a saw through wood or something.
I think a fire is going to start. A spark is going to start. I'm sorry, Lacey. I love you.
Melissa, you have a wonderful day. Glad you found your man, though. Soft man. Jenna, didn't you say that Floyd Mayweather had really soft hands?
He did. So I made the mistake. I didn't know, since those are like registered weapons, I didn't know that you're not supposed to grab a boxer's hands. I didn't really think about it. And I was in Neiman Marcus one night. And I realized that I think that it like closed down, but they didn't realize I was still in there because then I just see Floyd Mayweather and I'm like, oh, what's up? So he was like in the purse section. So I just walked up to him and I was like, hey man, watched your fight last week or whatever. And he shook my hand. And then all of a sudden his bodyguards came out of nowhere because I think that they thought they had shut it down for him, but I was still lingering in there. And I realized they were like, don't touch the man's hands. I was like, my bad. They were like, but we're going to Detroit if you want to hop on the plane and go. I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Wow. You got invited on the plane.
Don't touch the man's hands. So I was like, no, I'm sorry. I got to work tomorrow. I can't go.
We would have given you the day off to go on a plane.
I would have been on that plane.
I'm sorry. I'm not really that type of person. I don't really want to hop on Floyd Mayweather's plane with his crew and go to Detroit.
Oh, but the stories you would have been able to tell.
Oh, you would have been.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you sign the wrong name on the NDA. I didn't sign that.
But yes. He had nice, gentle hands. Hmm. Not what I would expect out of someone that could kill people.
Takes care of those things. What's up, Amanda?
Hey, I went on a date with a guy and he was a little bit late, which was fine. And he got there and he smelled like alcohol. And I was like, what have you been doing? He was like, oh, well, I've actually been here for a while, but I was in this other bar drinking because I was nervous to meet you.
The pre-drink.
So I was like, okay, I'll forgive you. And the date went okay. And then the second thing, at the end of the date, he asked me for a ride home. Like, I don't even really know you, and you don't have a vehicle, and you just think I'm going to drive you home.
Yeah. And getting way too drunk is such a turn off.
Yeah. Call Uber home.
I think a lot of ladies would agree with your red flag on that one.
Yeah.
But your man will at least have a car, you know, or some sort of ride.
Some sort of, scooter, anything.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up?
All right, buddies. You have a huge red flag when it comes to the ladies, huh?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, so I started on this date, and this girl broke the cardinal rule. She changed the radio station.
Oh.
Not only did she change the radio station, but she put it on, like, the country rap music. You know, when you mix country and rap, it's crap.
I don't agree with you, but you make a very funny point.
I totally
get what he's saying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I honestly said, I can't do this. And we turned around and I dropped it back off.
You know what, though? Don't waste time. You're right, man. Don't waste time. That was an efficient first date.
Yeah, I feel you on that, Ed. Ed, you have a wonderful day, bro. Thanks for calling, man.
I didn't see that.
Thank you.
Where are you going? The restaurant's up there? Nah, baby. I'm dropping you back off. You touch my radio.
I can see Ed doing that. We can't do this.
Nah.
Turn around.
Ain't no use. Nah.
I can even see Ed saying that. You know, when you mix country and rap, that's crap.
I'm not going to waste your time and mine.
Nicely done, Ed. Victoria.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I love y'all. I've been listening to y'all since I was little. My mom.
Thank you, Victoria.
We love you for hanging out with us, Victoria. And I'm glad you're okay after the crazy date you had. Tell us what that red flag was.
I got L beat.
Uh-oh. What is it? What was the red flag?
So we went on a blind date, and we were watching some movie, and it had his arm around me, and all of a sudden he goes, do you like vampires? I was like, yeah, you know, he's in the Twilight thing, and he bit my neck out of nowhere. And I just looked at him, and I left. And I went to the bathroom, and he had drew blood. I had to go home.
What?
That's terrifying.
No, I would have gone straight to the emergency room.
Did you get a rabies shot?
I did.
A tetanus shot or something?
I got tetanus. Am I okay?
Victoria got bit by one of the vampires.
You're right. You got
so how
beat.
Long have you been together?
Yeah. Last year. I was in high school. I've been on a blind date again.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Victoria.
You're scarred, literally.
People really bought into that vampire.
Glad you're okay, Victoria.
Oh, my goodness.
How
I don't know. I mean, Interview with the Vampire, like, I probably would have let Brad Pitt bite my neck.
And drop blood?
Sure.
Go ahead.
No. I said Brad Pitt.
He's close.
I didn't say Big Al. I said Brad Pitt.
Black Pitt.
I've been known as the Black Brad Pitt.
Yeah. The Black Pitt.
Yeah. The
Black Pitt. That does not sound nearly as desirable.
Tara, what's going on?
Good morning.
Okay, so what's your red flag?
So I went on a date with this guy one time. We were supposed to go to dinner and then go shoot a couple of games of pool.
Uh-huh.
And while we're at dinner, before we even get to the appetizer, he keeps saying, "That's what's up."
That's what's up. He didn't even have our food yet,
and I was already mentally counting how many times he said, "That's what's up."
That's what's up. That's what's up.
You can go play pool. I got a stomach ache. I had to go.
I totally agree with you. It would have killed me. Really?
It was awful.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
It was not what's up.
Maybe he watches Teen Titans a lot. That's what's up.
Probably so.
Beast Boy.
But baby, I used to date a girl, and she would start and end every sentence with the word seriously.
Seriously?
Seriously. Seriously, what are we going to eat? Seriously. Seriously, where are we going? Seriously. Seriously, what are we doing this weekend? Seriously. Oh, my God.
Or like
God.
Literally, girl? Literally, girl?
It drove
me. Seriously, that's what's up, Big Al.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah. Thank you, Tara. That's what's up right there.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. I like saying that, though. I like that's what's
your
up.
Your catchphrase can be cool, but I mean.
Who's the person that says that's what's up in your life?
What's this guy comes to the bar all the time, but he's
nobody.
Oh, man. No,
what's up?
That's what's up.
What's up?
What's up, Rebecca?
Hey, guys. How's the morning?
It's going pretty awesome so far because all these hilarious red flags. What's yours?
They are. Crazy underwear.
What do you mean?
I cannot, like, silky, satiny. Was married for years and he had satiny, girly colored underwear. So now when I date, if any guy has anything that is not manly underwear, I'm totally out.
Okay.
Satin. They have satin underwear for you.
I didn't know they had it, but wow. Okay.
Yeah. Kelly, do you approve of Alan's sexy underwear?
I hated his underwear when we first got together, but really? He was wearing like mankinis.
Oh, that's
mantis,
right. Yeah.
And I finally got him to try...
boxer briefs?
He didn't like boxer briefs. They were too long, but I got him to do the trunks, which are shorter boxer briefs. Yeah. And he is a fan. So
okay.
We've gotten rid of the bikinis.
That's what's
except
up.
For on the beach. Yeah. He still wears those on the beach.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's what's up. Kristen, we're doing red flags. What's the red flag that a guy had for you?
So mine's house slippers.
House slippers?
Like if a guy's wearing house slippers, because either one, you're my grandpa, or two, you're way too feminine, or, like, it's just not a turn on.
Not a good look.
I go over to a guy's house and he's wearing house slippers.
I'm guilty on that.
I'm really quiet because Alan has some Uggs.
Not only that, Kristen, I have Uggs. Yeah, I have Uggs.
Okay. Yeah, they're like little leather Uggs in the winter.
They're furry. They look cool.
Maybe Ugg slippers are fine because you probably paid enough for them.
So. Yeah. In the winter when your feet are cold on the floor. Yeah, come on.
I'm sitting over here like, dang, Kristen. Oh,
you can never Kristen, be with Kristen.
We can't date.
Kristen, you and I don't work out together, girl. Sorry.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Have a good day, Kristen. Man, we got some good ones.
Thank y'all. That was hilarious.
Some good red flags
right
there.
That's what's up right there.
You going to have a second date with this red flag girl?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your text messages, all your calls, Kid Nation. You came through again with your silly red flags. We might have to re-bring this back up.
That was hilarious. Nice.
But we got to get to it, man. It's time for you to call in and play Beat the Bank ATM. Here's what's happening. $5,000 in our ATM. You get the right pin code, and it's all yours. You're working with the numbers 3, 5, 7, and 9. Hopefully, you've been keeping track, and you'll win that money. Just got to make sure that you don't use your guess to use one that we already had.
Seriously.
We're taking callers number 13 and 15. Two guesses right now. We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What's up?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
ATM.
Yeah, we can't stop saying that's what's up. I feel that last segment. And that's what's up, you know?
What's up, man? Oh, man.
All right, let's try to give away this $5,000 here. Kim, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good.
Welcome to the show. What are you up to right now?
Just hanging out with my daughter, about to take her to her Nana and Papa's.
Aw, what's her name?
Violet. You guys have met her before.
Oh, what's up, Violet? Good to see you again.
Hey, Violet.
Or, you know, kind of talk to you again.
Yeah, she's laughing at you.
Good, good. All right, Kim. Well, we want you to win some big money. You've been keeping track of all the wrong guesses?
Yes, this time I have. I missed a little the last time, but I've been writing them all down.
All right, so that's good.
Hopefully I'm prepared.
We'll take it. We're ready for your PIN code. Go ahead and hit us with it.
9753.
Okay.
Access denied.
Oh,
man. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's the incorrect guess. And it has not been guessed before, so we are down to 13.
Okay.
Possible. PIN codes. Thank you, Kim. You have a wonderful day today. You too, Violet. Let's move on here with Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Doing excellent. Doing excellent. Just trying to give away this money right here. You know how it is. That's what's up.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in awe that I even got through to y'all. Oh, my God.
Hey, you got through. Lauren, hopefully you've been keeping track of all the wrong guesses to help you out there a little bit. What are you up to?
Yes.
What are you up to today?
Bringing my kids to school. We're on our way riding through Baker right now.
Yeah. And how many kids are in the car right now with you?
Two little girls, Lyric and Nevaeh, first and third grade.
Nevaeh. All right. It's heaven backwards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned that from one of our kids' families.
Huh.
They named their daughter Nevaeh. Cool. And the mom told me, that's heaven backwards.
So, I swear God gave me that name to name her. So, yeah, heaven backwards.
Of course. I love that name.
Well, thanks, man.
Lauren, go ahead and hit us with that pin.
Okay, 7539.
Access denied.
Oh, man.
Like sorry.
Noise. That's okay. I'm going to try again. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, we appreciate you, Lauren, and thank you so much for hanging out with us every morning. And that was also a first-time guest right there. I have a sheet now, Al.
Oh, yeah.
I can keep track.
Okay.
I feel important. So we're down to 12 possible guesses that have not been used up yet. And again, one of those will have that $5,000. Another chance for you to play here coming up in about 50 minutes, Kid Nation. So make sure you're listening up. We'll have you call in. And if you want to keep winning some stuff, not only can you win $5,000 with us, you can also win this really cool prize right here.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to our boy Nick Adams, producer Nick, and I told him I need to rewatch Breaking Bad for this movie that's coming out. El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. And Netflix has actually joined up with us to celebrate the continuation of the Breaking Bad series. And we want to send you, Kid Nation, to the premiere in L.A. Here's what you're going to get. Round-trip airfare for two to L.A., two nights lodging in Hollywood, pre-party at an exclusive candy lab for candy-making experience, because we can't make meth. That's against the law.
No,
why not?
Sorry, you can
Kelly.
Make rock candy.
Yeah, we'll just
really a Breaking Bad experience.
We'll just make it look like it'll be like that blue
rock candy.
The rock candy. You'll also get some spending money for meals and additional sightseeing. Two passes to the El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie premiere, and you're going to have a blast. That's all included. Here's how you win this prize, Jenna. Tell them.
I would love to, JC, but I don't have the paper in front of me. But you know what? We did some of these. We have some samples to play, right? Because we're going to have you record some Jesse Pinkman lines from the show.
So here's what you're going to be doing. We want you to find your favorite Jesse Pinkman line. Not any line from Breaking Bad. It has to be Jesse Pinkman.
Yes, science!
Aaron Paul. So when you find your favorite, reenact it, use props, do whatever you have to do, dress up, make it so that it catches our eye, and then post it on Instagram and tag hashtag El Camino Movie and hashtag Kid Nation.
You don't need it. Hashtags, we're not going to be able to find it.
Also, you can't find it if your account is private. Make sure your account is open to the public so we can see it. You can go back to normal after this contest is over.
Right.
And post it by 11:59 Central. 11:59 p.m. Central on Wednesday, September 25th. That is actually 1 week from yesterday. So you have less than a week to get all those in, and we'll pick the best one. So make sure you use them
prop. This is easy. This is fun.
Yeah, and we will have some examples like Jenna was talking about on Instagram. I filmed mine yesterday with Nick.
Yep.
Yeah, I did too.
I did my best.
I was busy. I'm doing mine today.
You're doing yours today, Al?
I did mine.
You did?
Yep.
Your favorite, what is your favorite Jesse Pinkman line?
You want me to give it to you now?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Trey, are you ready?
Okay, yeah, don't curse.
No, I'm not going to
curse. Okay.
Kenny, that was doing his favorite Jesse line.
1-4-8-3 to the 3-6 to the 9. I can't remember it.
I'm glad you did that line. I thought this was going to be your line.
It's my favorite. 1-4-8-3 to the 3-6 to the 9. Representing the ALB. Leave a message. That's what's up. Biatch.
Is it close?
Close.
Pretty close.
That's close. You know, for not having the line in front of him and being able to read it before he's doing it.
Pretty close.
Well, if you think you can do better than that.
Go ahead and get those in.
You know, we'd love to see it. And you can also get ready to stream El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, when it's on Netflix October 11th.
So exciting. But I am going to recatch up with all the episodes.
Because
you forget things, you know? Maybe they'll touch up on some stuff. All right, Kid Nation, coming up next, we got that interview for you with Louis Capaldi.
I guess I kind of like the way you helped me escape. No, the day bleeds.
Man's got a voice. Where's he from? What part of England is he from?
He's Scottish.
Scottish. I knew he had a very thick accent.
Yeah. Which made the interview very fun.
His Instagram is hilarious. He's got some great music out. Anna and part-time Justin got to sit down with Louis, and you'll get to hear that interview backstage next.
Another member of Kid Nation beat the bank.
Hi, Rochelle.
Just by guessing the ATM PIN number.
8642.
Password accepted.
Yeah!
Next Kid Nation member to win $5,000.
What are you going to do with the $5,000, Rochelle?
Not tell my husband. No, I'm
not. Listen to play every weekday at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Beat the Bank, ATM, only on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we had two more wrong guesses with Beat the Bank ATM, which is good news. That means that Kid Nation, you're listening.
Yeah.
You're not wasting your chance to win that money. And you know, every wrong guess is helping the next person out.
That's right.
We're a nice little community here. We want to help out each other, even though I know you want to win that $5,000. And your chance is coming up. We'll hook you up with another chance in about 30 minutes. You'll call in, two more guesses. Hopefully, we'll give away that $5,000.
I'd love that.
Mm-hmm. But in studio with us right now, we got our girl Anna and our boy part-time Justin. Yes. You guys got to do a really cool interview with an artist who
was
selling out everywhere. Apparently, this ticket was incredibly tough to get from my friends that were trying to go to the show.
Yeah, well, he's just on a rise. He sold out his UK arena tour in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
And this is Louis Capaldi from Scotland. He's a funny dude. I've followed him on Instagram. Sometimes you can't really understand him because his accent's so thick. But he's really funny. He's got a good sense of humor.
Good.
How you been, Justin?
Good. Very good.
I heard you guys vibed extremely well with Louis.
I think so. He was so nice and very genuine. He's like a young Ed Sheeran, but more outgoing.
Yeah.
Hmm. A young Ed Sheeran, but more outgoing.
Okay.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's a little
quiet
and laid back and reserved a little bit. Louis is a little more out there. Well, let's get into it. Let's see how your interview with Louis went.
Hey, what's up? It's part-time Justin and Anna.
Hello.
We are backstage with Louis Capaldi.
Woo!
Woo!
Yes! Woo! The Someone You Love singer. Congratulations for going number 9.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Your Instagram stories, by the way, celebrating the fact that you are the
top. Get out immediately!
Oh my God, can you believe someone interrupted? How dare they?
He has fired immediately. Effective immediately. My piano player is gone.
Your piano player?
Sorry, you were saying.
No, I was just saying that. So you broke the top 10 in the US of Billboards yesterday.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Yeah, and your Instagram stories celebrating it. I watched them multiple times because you are hilarious. Thanks. If you guys don't follow Louis on Instagram, do that right now.
Yeah, plug your at real quick, Louis.
I'm at Louis Capaldi. Please follow me because the more people that follow me, the more I can charge for sponsored posts.
Of course. Yeah, you know, in your story, you talked about getting an anaconda.
Anaconda?
Oh, my gosh.
I just feel like, so America, that's what I've been getting, hearing whispers from people. They say, when you've cracked, if you have a big song in America, you're good to go.
You got money.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. And yes. I don't have it yet, but that's what they tell me.
Yeah.
And I think, what do people who have money buy? Exotic animals.
Yes.
Mike Tyson had a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber
had that monkey.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson had the monkey too.
And I thought none of these guys have had big fat snakes. Well, I mean, I don't know them personally.
Do you get offended when people do Scottish voice, where they're like, "I'd be shooting from my own hand, toasting capers and holding up bridges."
So just like that.
No wait, that sounded like a really southern accent. Or you just
Southern Scottish.
No, Southern as in from
Texas?
Here.
Yeah. Hello, y'all. My name is Justin. I'm interviewing Louis Capaldi this evening. You're about to perform at the Granada Theater. Do a real good job.
What happened there also happened 2 seconds ago when you did the Scottish.
That's what it sounded like. So no accent.
I don't mind. Because it's like, it's quite a strange accent, I suppose. We roll our R's. So Spanish people roll their R's. We also kind of roll our R's, but like a lot less, a lot subtly. Like, so if you say, you know, a worm.
Huh?
A worm.
A worm?
It looks like a noodle, but it's an animal.
A noodle?
Like, it's like an animal that is in the dirt, worm. You know a worm?
A possum.
A worm.
A worm. Ding, 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 worm.
I wasn't sure how Americans say it, because English people say worm.
Worm.
But
worm.
It makes more sense. But yeah, we say worm. I don't know how I got into this topic of conversation.
Worm.
But we say worm.
Okay, well.
We just kind of like rolling our R's.
You've been on such like an uphill journey with like your career, just kind of like a skyrocketing.
So performing with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I did a gig with him.
When did you feel was like you were like, yes, like I am making it, like I am doing it? Was it when you sold out the arena tour? Was it when your album was certified gold? Was it when the Jonas Brothers covered Someone You Loved?
It was when that was my local Italian restaurant changed one of the menu names, one of the things on the menu, to Louis Calamari. So that's, like Calamari, that's awesome. I used to call myself Louis Calamari because I'm a bit of a loser.
No, you're not. That's actually a cool name.
Thank you. Cheers. It was actually someone who said online, "Who is this Louis Calamari loser?" And I thought it was very funny. But they changed my... This is before all the restaurants and all the arenas and stuff. So they changed the thing to Louis Calamari.
How cool.
That was an option. And so that's... I now feel as though...
Just wait till you get a street sign in your city.
Well, that's it. Well, we don't really do that in the UK, but maybe I could bring it.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't change the street signs.
No, we don't, not really. But maybe I could bring it back.
Oh, yeah, you could. Louis Capaldi Street or Louis Calamari Street?
Louis Capaldi Drive.
Mm. You could drive, not the lane or the place.
No. I want to drive, for sure. Yeah.
Can't wait to visit.
Thank you. Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be intense.
That's awesome. And so you have, like, you've performed with Ed Sheeran, with Sam Smith, Niall. Is there anyone that you hope to, like, perform with or work with in the future?
I like Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Oh. I'd love to sing a song with Dolly Parton. Although it's like one of those things where you're kind of like, you're too good at singing. And like where she's like done, you know what I mean? And I'd be very intimidated because of how good she is. Maybe not someone like Dolly Parton.
You know who I thought of?
She's too good.
I thought of Post Malone for you.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way how your voice resonates, it sounds like it would be really good with the Post Malone track.
I'd love to go Post Malone because he's very good.
With the 1975.
Oh, I love the 1975. Yeah.
Could you imagine the 1975 featuring Louis Capaldi?
That'd be class. Do you know my drummer Freddie?
Mm-hmm.
She's plays drums for me. When George in 1975, he broke his arm or something, and Freddie went on tour with him.
Really?
Yeah, for like 3 months.
How cool!
Yeah.
So you have an in now.
Yeah.
I've got an in, yeah.
I've got the door for sure. You've got the connection.
Fire the piano guy, keep the drummer.
Yeah. No, that'd be cool. Like, so I'd be up for doing stuff with anybody. So, because right now, I'm at a very one-hit wonder stage, right? So, I need to maximize my chances of a second bite of the cherry.
Did Sam Smith or Ed Sheeran give you any tips of advice for getting to a level like that or anything in your music career?
No, I never really asked for any advice or stuff because it's a bit like, it's just a bit, I don't really know. Because it's a bit weird to be like in a position where someone's like, here's some advice, you know what I mean? He was letting me on to support me in the UK and stuff. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. He was a lovely man and we got very drunk together. He was
good. What do y'all drink, scotch?
No, he I think he was. He likes whiskey, but I don't. He was drinking these things. Do you have diluting juice over here?
Diluting, like it's sugar water.
What's that? It's like a juice, but you wouldn't drink it. You put water in it to drink it. You don't have to lunge it. Oh, that's mental. But it's like an orange juice, right? Or a blackcurrant juice or whatever. You don't have blackcurrant.
It's concentrate. Orange juice concentrate, and then you add water to it.
Yeah.
And then it turns into orange juice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's concentrate.
Okay, you call it concentrate. That's
what we call it. Yeah, what do y'all call it? Diluted?
Diluting juice, because you dilute it with water.
That makes sense.
Juice that's not from concentrate. Anyway, he gets concentrate. It was like a concentrate and then like vodka and water. So it's like that.
A screwdriver.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Orange juice and vodka?
No, but not orange juice, though. It's crucial. Because okay, it's like
the concentrate.
Because it's a concentrate, but it got me so loose. It's very good. I would recommend it. Get some concentrate, get some water, get some vodka.
Okay.
And get him to make it for you.
Yes, hit him up for sure.
Well, Lewis has been awesome. Thank you so much for showing us how to get loose, because you got to get loose, too, and do your set at the sold-out show, man. Yeah,
and then you got a sold-out UK arena tour.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sold out in 10 minutes. You're nothing but going up.
Well, we'll see.
So
I mean, literally, well, we'll see what happens after this song. Things could go in the UK. We see it's up.
There's
we'll
a lot of people supporting you, man.
Yeah, I doubt it, man.
You're so humble. You better stay humble, man.
I'll
love
my
you.
Best.
Lewis Capaldi, this has been so good. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We out, y'all.
We out.
Love him. I love him more.
Yeah.
If you don't like the guy, something's wrong with you.
Very down to earth.
I love when they're cool.
Yeah, right?
Makes it so good to interview.
It was easy to talk to him because you would say something and he had like a story.
So great.
Yeah.
It was like tossing a ball or something like that in the conversation.
If you try to talk to me about Worms,
and
not pronounce it the way Lewis does, don't at me.
Worms.
If we're talking Worms, you better say it the way he does from now
Worms.
On. Worms, Jenna.
I love it.
Worms.
I love it.
Good Scottish voice, there you go.
Yes, love that.
I'm glad I didn't go because every time I meet a Scottish person, I want them to say, get in my belly.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I'm sure they don't get tired of that.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I always try to do that. We'll have that interview up at KidNation.com if you want to check it out. Anna, Justin, great job with Lewis Capaldi.
Hey.
Awesome job right there.
Pretty cool.
Oh, man, I love that guy. Concert was great, Justin. I know you went to it.
Yes, with Cam. He was awesome.
Yeah, you hung out with my workout buddy.
Yes, he was randomly there. Oh, my gosh. I see Cam randomly everywhere. At a payway, at the gym, at a pool party.
Why was my buddy wearing scrubs at the concert? That's
just got off work to go get tickets.
Okay, cool.
And then we're like, let's go see the show, man.
He's the only guy at the concert wearing scrubs.
That's all right. If a medical issue breaks out, he's dressed for it.
He'll sell you the medical devices you need. Yes,
there you go.
Of course he will. All right, well done, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. ATM. House down payment. Pay off credit cards. Or put it in a can and bury it in the yard.
I don't need no bank. Put it in a can or in the yard. Very important.
Yep.
Remember where you bury it.
Yeah, you got to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
You got to prepare for those times when you dig up the backyard.
Yeah.
Remember where you bury it.
Didn't that happen in Breaking Bad, too? They buried a bunch of the money and they forgot exactly where. I got to rewatch it.
Yes.
It did, right, Jenna? Yeah.
You're looking at the wrong person if you're asking me.
All right, let's get to our contestants here. Kim, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Doing great. We're trying to give away this $5,000. What are you up to this morning?
I'm sitting outside of work, eating breakfast.
Oh, cool. What are you eating this morning?
I had Panera Bread, new wrap.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Very good.
Sounds pretty good. And what do you do for work?
Where do I work?
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I work at a funeral home with my husband.
Oh. Business is always good, right?
That's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So you do the embalming and everything?
My husband does all of that, and I help him, yes.
Wow.
Much like the tin cans, remember where you bury it.
No, this is JC's dream entrepreneurial business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that, and he can come work with us anytime he wants.
Just see what it's like, feel for it, and decide if it's something you really want to pursue, JC. It's like an internship.
So interesting. Yep. I'm going to get your number after this.
We need some help. Okay, yeah. We're down in southeast Georgia where it's hot all the time.
Yeah. Just take a little
time. Dead bodies and hot go together.
Hot dead bodies.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I know you guys got to cool down in there. All right. Yeah.
All right, take a turn.
Why don't you go ahead and give us your PIN? What do you think it is?
7359.
All right.
Access denied.
No! Kimmy Kim.
I'm so sorry.
Well, that was a first-time guest right there, which means Kim was keeping track of all the wrong guesses. And Kim, thank you so much. Hold on. I'll get your phone number so I can come help you out someday.
Okay. All right. We'd love that.
Those caskets run about $5,000.
Yeah. Maybe I can just get into casket sales. I can be the guy out there just upselling everybody, you know? Hi, Cassidy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What are you up to this morning?
I am sitting outside of my house.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sitting outside. Cool.
Yeah. It's a nice day.
Nice day.
Why not?
Yeah, it's cold a little.
You just want to have a little time to yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I feel you.
Well, we want you to win this money. Do you want to give us your PIN? Do you know what it is?
I hope so.
Okay, go ahead.
5973.
Good guess. Access denied.
Oh, man.
Okay.
That was another first-time guest right there.
Okay.
All right, we're getting close. Cassidy, thank you so much for listening. You enjoy your beautiful day out there, and hopefully we get to hear from you again soon.
Were both of those first-time guests?
Those were both first-time guests, so we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 possible pins that have not been used. One of those will win you that $5,000.
Cool.
So keep track, Kid Nation. You're doing really good so far. Maybe we'll get a winner tomorrow, maybe for a Friday. Nice little Friday going into the weekend with $5,000. And but coming up next, let's get a little first world problems action.
All right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
We want you to come playing, Kid Nation. Go ahead. Free range over here with your first world problems. Got one here that came in early on the text. By the way, if you do text us at 800-543-3548, use the hashtag First World Problems so we can find it easier.
Yeah. Okay.
That goes for the Instagram and Twitter, too, if you slip into the DMs.
Good tip, JC.
Yeah. Jason wrote us and said, hey, guys, I bought a brand new house, but the new house is so big. My Wi-Fi doesn't work in my bathroom, so I can't go waste time away from the kids anymore. Hashtag First World Problems.
That'll cut down on the bathroom time.
Yeah. Oh, you can't play your apps. I feel you. All right.
Sit there till your legs fall asleep sometimes.
Get up and you fall over. All right, Kid Nation, we want to hear from you. What are your first world problems? We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We all got them, Kid Nation, and you feel bad complaining about it because they're first world problems. Worst things going on in the world. That's why we give you this platform to get it off your chest. We laugh it off. Move on. Mm-hmm. You feel better. We feel happy. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got some here that came in on early with the hashtag first world problems. Slip into my DMs, which I appreciate. Hey, what's going on, guys? I met a guy named Tom. Unfortunately, it eliminated him because that's my dog's name. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I guess you can't date a guy named Tom. You could have called as well for red flags.
Yeah.
Earlier on. It's tough to date a guy with the same name as your dog. I feel you.
Or your mom.
You feel her?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Jenna.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
That's what's up.
Josh wrote us and said, hey, guys, I have to avoid all the security cameras in my house so I don't get the annoying intruder alerts on my phone over and over again. LOL. Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah.
Taylor wrote us and said, I accidentally fell asleep in my massage chair last night, and my back is so sore this morning.
Mm. Yeah, that is a first world problem when you get massaged a little too hard.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I want one of those. Those massage chairs that are like $5,000
are
so cool looking.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
You go sit at Brookstone for like 20 minutes, get you one for
miss
free.
Miss your plane. Yeah.
What's up, Jonah?
Hey.
Hey. Welcome to First World Problems. What's going on in yours?
So I got a brand new car and all the interior is black. It's awesome. But a speck of dust or dirt or anything drives me insane.
I know.
It gives me so much anxiety.
There's nothing like a clean black car, but
yeah, but when you got the black interior, it shows up. Or if you have the black car.
Yeah.
That's why I switched to white. I had black for the longest. I couldn't do it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because you got to wash it at least once a week to get it.
That's very true.
I feel you on that one. Let's stay in the car territory.
Okay.
Tanya, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey. Doing awesome. Right. You got a brand new car, which is pretty cool, but it brought a first world problem.
Yes, I bought a brand new Tesla. It's okay. It's going to be a month old, but I miss my Audi A8 because I don't have massage seats in the Tesla.
See, this is something new that I learned, that cars come with massage.
Some do.
I've never had that either. Mm-hmm. No.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's awesome.
Sometimes they'll give it to you at the dealership as a loaner.
I've got the heated and cool thing, but massage feature?
They gave it to me as a loaner once, and they know what they're doing.
It freaked me out the first time, too, because mine grip when I turn.
Right.
So then that was cool, yours.
Yeah, but they give you these loaners because they want you to come back and go like, hey, what's up with this massage?
Yeah, they want you to upgrade.
Yeah, they want you to buy a new car.
Right? You're on those long road trips and that thing's rubbing on your butt, keeping it from falling asleep. I like that.
Right?
Good idea.
Congrats on the new car, though, Tanya. Uh-oh.
Nope.
Savannah's looking for a new job. Hi, Savannah.
Hey.
Hey.
What's your first world problem?
I got fired from McDonald's.
What'd you do?
I didn't have non-slip shoes, and the day that my shoes came in was the day I got fired.
Oh, no!
I went to pick up my paycheck, and I was told I was terminated and to bring in my uniform. And my shoes had literally come in like 45 minutes before that.
So you got fired on your day off.
And they wouldn't give you a chance?
On my day off.
On your day off.
No.
Now you got some non-slip shoes for the next one if you want to go to a different restaurant, right?
You take
I'm not going back into the restaurant industry. I'm already going to training for a new job right now.
There you go, Savannah.
Well, you got some cool new shoes to wear.
There you go.
And you won't slip.
You won't be slipping.
No.
You won't catch Savannah slipping. No, ma'am. Thank you for your call. I'm sorry about that, though. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, so I just moved into a new house and we put in a brand new AC, brand new unit, spent a couple $1,000s on that.
Yeah.
And had a 60-inch TV sitting on top of our dresser, and I guess the air was coming out a little too hard and just flopped over.
Oh,
no. That was totally destroyed.
Oh, no.
Your AC is so good, it killed your TV.
Yeah.
Murdered it.
Brand new 60-inch Roku, smart TVs, you know?
Yeah.
You know what that means, though, dog?
Yeah.
Now you got to buy a 65-inch TV.
Yeah, that's right. Got to go.
Yeah.
A little bit heavier.
I got one of those little replacement plans on it, so.
Oh, you're all good, then.
Yeah, he's fine.
You're all good.
And that always happens, too, by the way. When you move into a new house, you got to buy the new AC unit.
Gotcha.
Within a year, it'll bust on you. Hey, Jed.
Hey!
We're doing first world problems over here. What's yours?
Oh, it's a horrible first world problem. I am so bored at work. I spend almost all day trying to find something on Netflix. But hashtag first world problem, I make so much money, it would be ridiculous for me to find a new job.
Well, I have got to know what job is that you have that you don't have to do anything. You just sit there and rake in the money.
Yeah.
I work in construction, actually.
Oh.
So I'm sometimes in the field, and that's kind of interesting, but most of the time I'm in the office. And the hardest thing I do all day is to try to decide what we're eating for lunch, because that gets paid for, too.
Oh, girl.
Man, that sounds so good.
Girl.
We're ordering lobster and martinis for lunch.
Yeah, we need to have Savannah call Jen and get the job over there.
Yeah, right.
That's what we got to do.
Right.
We got to get into construction now.
I guess so, man.
I'm in the wrong field.
Yeah.
Actually, I had lobster and martini.
I'm in the right field. What are you talking about? And we watch Netflix for work as well.
I had lobster and martini yesterday and today.
Anna, what do you have for us online?
Someone said, it's been way too hot outside for us to watch the TV that we have outside on our patio.
First world problem.
Yeah, that outdoor living area seems like a great idea until it's 100 every day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when you you know you've made it. I feel like when you have a TV outside, I'm like, that's like
when when you have a room that gets wasted, you know you made it.
Or like an outside fridge. Yeah.
It's like you get to throw away money and show people you got the money to throw away, it's but you get something for it at
least. Is good.
Oh, I love that.
Life is all good. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing awesome. I hear you have your own business.
Yeah, I run a lawn and landscaping service. I retired out of the Army a couple years ago and started it. And it's really starting to pick up. And I bought myself a big, brand-new lawnmower this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the big, brand-new lawnmower doesn't fit in about half the backyards that I used to cut. So now I have to go back and push-mow those.
Oh, no. Yeah, we need wider gates, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Anybody that's got a yard guy, get a big gate for them. That'd be awesome.
And thank you for your service, too, Danny. We appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for your support. We love you guys. Listen to you every day.
Thanks, love you, too, buddy. Congrats on the new business, man.
Told JC the other day I'm going to hire a landscaper.
This guy.
From my award-winning patio. It's just getting too much
work. Al's patio is 10 by 10 feet.
It's getting to be too much work.
And you're going
to
hire a guy.
I'm going to hire a guy. Kind of as a bit. But.
Why don't you hire Jenna's mom? She was a professional flower girl.
Have a yard guy come over and take care of my little bitty yard.
She still is. I know.
In the apartment building.
Yeah, he probably come with a pair of scissors.
That'd just be so funny to me.
Can you imagine how angry your lawn people would be? Gotta unload the lawnmower for this guy's 10 by 10 patio.
Hey, okay, as long as I'm getting paid.
Hi, Colton.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, buddy? What's up? You got a first world problem. You got a first world problem involving the car, huh?
Yep. So I got a new pickup and it has these backup sensors, right?
Yeah.
And at my work, we have to back into our parking spaces, and when I'm in a hurry, running late, I have to back into them. And if I go too fast back into them, my pickup stops me, and then I still have to continue backing up to finish parking, even though there's like nothing I'm going to hit.
Yeah, yeah, those sensors sometimes trick.
Coming in hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Slow it down on the backup, homie.
I started backing in because of you, Big Al.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's a black thing. I really think it started with us.
I thought it was a truck thing.
And that too.
Because all the truck dudes, like Colton, back it up.
No, but the brothers, you know, we never know when we might need to make a getaway. You know, something happening, some stuff go down.
Yeah, Al's the first one to his car.
Yeah.
To get out
I'm
of there.
Out of it. I'm burning rubber, dog.
All right, let's take one more here. Shantae.
Hi.
Hey. All right. Hit us with your first world problem.
So I just came back from vacation from Barcelona, and the flight was so long that I had to come back and get a massage because my back hurt.
You went out to Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona was cool, though.
How long was that flight?
Oh, it was a 10-hour flight.
Yeah. Yes. That's why I want to go over that Europe's place.
Yeah, Europe's is
far. Yeah, I want to go over
the
Europe's.
Europe's is far.
Yeah,
what's your favorite Europe out of all the Europe's?
Oh, man, the Europe's place is... Mm. I do really want to go to Spain, but that 10-hour flight.
Mm. Nah. If I could do it, and I know, Jenna, a freaked flyer, and I did Spain.
The cool thing about Europe is that all those countries are so close together, you can get on a train and visit a bunch of them, which we don't have here in the States. But, man, that 10-hour flight is not looking good. Hey, Kid Nation, thanks for all your first world problems, your text messages. We really appreciate you. We'll be back at it again next week with it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.